We return this week with a dumb birthday game from January 11th, 1992. This one will be titled, Pun for the Hills! If you're playing the home version, make sure your pencils are sharpened, as there are a lot of them to keep up with. The show is off to an auspicious start, as Norm forgets to do something very important, but then, thankfully, rights that wrong and avoids what could have been crushing disappointment. Now the game begins with a very special open by Big Stretch and the North Billerica Rhythm Aces? Or was it Tailfin and the Hubcaps? Stay tuned to find out. The illustrious list of players. Debbie from Wellesley, who was playing for the first time. Joe from South Boston, another first-timer. Ruth Clennett. Joe the Barber Baker. I'm on the phone. Mike Epstein is producing and playing in studio. And Jack Hart in traffic. The puntastic birthdays and dates in history. Ben Crenshaw, Naomi Judd, Grant Tinker, Rod Taylor, a very special bonus birthday. Now we move on to some history. What year did the American League adopt the designated hitter rule? And in what year did the U.S. Surgeon General, Luther Terry, issue the first government report that smoking may be hazardous to your health? We are required to dip into the coming week for one more birthday. January 14th, 1992, Andy Rooney. Before we say goodbye, Ruth has some breaking news, and then we elope, ever so romantically, from Chelsea to Providence. Thanks to our sponsors, Forever Plaid, Kid Company, and Wachusett Mountain. Episode 69, Pun for the Hills, begins in 3, 2, and 1.
The temperature's 24 degrees here in Boston.
WBZ is committed to bringing you the latest news 24 hours a day. And when we're not reporting the news, we're talking about it. Here's WBZ's Norm Nathan.
Ooh, you know what we forgot to do? We forgot to do the traffic stuff. Son of a gun. Jack Hart and the WBZ 24-hour traffic network stuff. Oh, my goodness. I'm just getting so excited about the dumb birthday game. I forgot we had to take another look at traffic. God, gosh.
Yes, indeed.
If we had not done it, boy, what a tragedy that would have been, huh?
And people would have been, the switchboards would have been lighting up.
Oh, what a loss that would have been.
Yes, it would
have. To information that people really need to know about,
yeah.
Especially what's on the highways and where the problems are at 7 after 3 o'clock in the morning.
And they are a mountain.
Oh, they are. Boy.
Yes,
oh,
indeed.
I'm glad I caught that in time.
Yes, indeed.
Can you make it short and get it all over with quickly?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, just quickly, I got a book about the Webster's New World Guide to American Usage, and the foreword was by a David Gorelnik, and I was wondering if it was any relation to the lovely Marilyn.
Yes, all the Gorelniks are related.
I see.
David Gorelnik is a very close relative. He's the very bright one.
Yeah, he's the one that knows.
She talks to me about him a lot. She says, words is his business. He just, he loved dictionaries and things. Yeah, he used to be a Walter Gorelnik, who was head of the Massachusetts Dental Society. He would not admit it. I pinned him up against the wall one day, and I said, you're related to Marilyn, aren't you? And he just came, I think he said, rinse, please. I think he was trying to change the subject. But I know he was related, too. He was.
I see, but he didn't like people to know.
He just didn't like it. No, nobody likes to be written. No, you want you to know. I can't even talk straight. I don't know. I think I'd like to go home, take a nap, and come back. Can we do this later?
Maybe.
Okay. Anyway, tell us about the traffic, and then we'll do the birthday game, which is really fun.
Jeez. Okay. We are in pretty good shape. We do have a left lane restriction inside the Sumner Tunnel. That's where they do some overnight repairs and wall washing and so forth. The Callahan Tunnel is wide open. Northbound on the expressway, just some light volume getting into the South Station Tunnel from there. Few cars over on the lower deck of Route 93 and the Tobin Bridge heading into the city might slow you down a bit as you get into the merge. And on Routes 128 and 495, no problems reported. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ, 24-hour traffic network. Don't miss the hit musical the Globe's Kevin Kelly calls irresistible. That's Forever Plaid, now playing at the Boston Park Plaza Hotel. Call for tickets today.
I was just finishing up my homework and, you know, we heard it broke out.
Just 12 months ago, children across America watched the Gulf War begin. And this afternoon, WBZ's Kid Company asks your kids to remember their experiences. They'll also meet two teenage reporters who visited Kuwait in the war's aftermath and talk live with an American who, along with his family, was trapped inside occupied Kuwait. Kid Company, thoughtful radio for your kids, this afternoon at 5 on New England's news and information station, WBZ AM 1030.
What you said, what you said, mountain skiing a minute away.
At Wachusett Mountain, we realize there's no place like home for the holidays. It's Christmas in New England, and thoughts turn to good friends, family, and fun. A visit to Wachusett Ski Area is the perfect 8-hour vacation this holiday season. We offer affordable mountain skiing just minutes away from home, close enough that you'll be able to tuck your kids into their very own bed at night. Wachusett Mountain, the perfect 8-hour vacation for those who realize there's no place like home for the holidays. Wachusett Mountain. Mountain skiing, minutes away.
What you said, Wachusett Mountain skiing, minutes away.
Wachusett Mountain gift certificates make great holiday gifts. Call our snow phone at 1-800-696-SNOW.
Shoot and shoo be wow. Shoot and shoo be wow. It's a dumb birthday game on the Nathan Show.
Okay. What is the name of that group, Mike? We'll get back to the Linda's League version too, but we know the name. Anyway, we'll check that in a second. Let me. It is time for the dumb birthday game. In any case, do you know the name? No, that's okay. Never mind. It's okay. Let's check with. Well, Mike Epstein is going to check. We'll get back to you in a second. Let's talk with Debbie. Will be part of the game today. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
You're in Wellesley. Is this your first chance at this?
Yeah.
You sound like you're scared. You're not really frightened, are you?
Well, my mother put me up to it.
Oh, how old are you? You sound like a very young person, are you?
21.
Oh, 21. That's a good age. And your mother put you up to it, eh? Do you hate her for it?
No, I'm just wide awake. And she was like, well, call and do the birthday game.
Okay, what are you doing wide awake now? Did you just wake up?
No, about an hour ago, I had like 2 large iced coffees, so...
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, you like this. You know how we play it now. I just tell you the name of somebody born on this date or some kind of a something or other, and then you just tell me how old you think they are.
Okay.
Okay? Here's Joe, who's in South Boston. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, big guy.
Well, can I ask you one question?
Sure.
Your hours ain't going to be changed in the station, is it?
Not that I know of. I haven't heard.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they'll be about the same.
Okay, that's good.
Well, that's nice either.
This is my first time.
Oh, your first time, too?
Yeah.
Okay, this
Thanks
is...
Thanks to Michael.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is Ruth.
Hi, Normie.
Okay, this is not your first time. I know that.
No.
You're an old veteran at this.
Can I say, Charles, one thing to you? Can I say a name of a store?
Sure.
I think if that lady who called you about the tomatoes would call the Bread and Circus, they have quite a few of those, she might be able to get her tomatoes there.
Okay, now where's that? Is that in Boston?
There's one in Wellesley, there's one in Cambridge, there's one in Brookline, there's quite a few of them.
Okay.
But they have all kinds of health vegetables, a lot of different kinds of things, every kind of health food, and I do believe a while back they did sell some acid-free tomatoes.
Okay, and those are she says they're the orange ones that she gets the plants specially.
I think I didn't be able to tell her if not, because that's all they do. They have, you know, they have great stuff, great, all kinds of good stuff.
Okay, Bread and Circus, then. Yeah. I hope she's listening. And here's Joe. Hey, how you doing, Joe the barber?
Barber?
I'm Joe the baker, I'm sorry.
Norm, you just constantly want to change my occupation.
Yeah, well, I figured maybe, you know, the way the recession is, if you have a few different kind of skills, you'll always be working.
I do have a part-time job, but maybe confused because Darlene's a dog groomer.
That might be. That's right. Yeah, that's kind of a barber job.
It's kind of like a Freudian slip.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Tony's with us, too.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
You know why you thought Joe was Joe the Barber? Because he's such a cut-up.
And runs a clip joint. I can't. My sides are aching.
You know, I believe the name of that band was Big Stretch and the North Bill Ricker Rhythm Aces.
It was actually Bill, what do we have here? Tail, Fin, and the Hubcaps.
Yeah, this is another one. This is another thing that they
Big
did.
Big Stretch broke up then. Oh, boy, okay.
No, they're still in existence. This is a spinoff group.
Exactly.
I see.
Yeah. And Mike is with us also, as you could hear.
Good morning, everyone.
Mike Epstein, who's playing the game, and also Jack Hart is playing the game with us today, too, I believe. Right, Jack?
Yellow.
Green.
My goodness, that's the way Jack Benny used to do it when he was sponsored by Jell-O. You would know that, but on his radio show, I wish you wouldn't laugh like I'm saying something totally inane. What I'm saying is really swell. They would say, the Jack Benny Show with sponsored by Jell-O, and he would come on, and he would say, Jell-O again, folks. This is Jack Benny. That was the opening. Boy, am I glad I brought that interesting story of yesteryear up.
And hello to Ginny Walsh, right? Right, Norm?
Oh, Ginny Walsh, yeah, that's right. Ginny Walsh, we're dedicating this to her. She's kind of sponsoring this whole dumb birthday game. She's up in New Hampshire and not feeling too well, and we hope she's feeling better. And
why she lives with us to this, we'll never know.
Yeah, why anybody would feel better listening to the dumb birthday game certainly is a mystery.
Because I'm always sick afterwards, too. So.
I know it.
Get some sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's try a few of the birthdays. One is Ben Crenshaw.
Huh.
As you know, Ben Crenshaw is the golfer. And you sound like I'm really presenting some fascinating bits of information to you. It will help you if I told you he was born in Austin, Texas.
In what year?
Well, I'll tell you the date. It was January 11th. It's funny, the year seems to be crossed out on this sheet here. Okay, let's start with you, Debbie. What do you think? How old is, you know, Ben Crenshaw?
No.
Well, that makes it easy then. You're not prejudiced by anything, and you can just guess. Free and open. How old do you think Ben Crenshaw is today? This is his birthday is January 11th, and we're going to have a little party afterwards. A little birthday cake in the shape of a golf club. Westinghouse people are really very nice that way. I bet you wish you worked here, too.
I know, yeah.
Now the cake would be par for the course.
So what do you think? What do you think? How old do you think Ben Crenshaw is?
What are you driving at, Jack?
Now I'm teed off.
must be some line about green with envy or something. Be damned if I'll use it.
Oh, we're getting trapped.
Okay. Okay, don't dig yourself too deep a hole. Oh, jeez. Oh. Well, anyway, Debbie, I think we've given you enough time to stall. Now, how old is Ben Crenshaw? Just take a guess.
55.
55. What do you think, Joe, from South Boston?
42.
42. Okay, and Ruth?
I was going to say 55. Isn't that funny that she would say that? I'll say 54.
That's the speed limit.
Thanks a lot. Nobody has their radio on.
And so this is New England's News and Information Station, eh? Huh? Okay. Doesn't sound like it to me.
Who said that?
And Joe the Baker, formerly Joe the Barber.
I was going to say 45, but I'll say 46.
Okay. Everybody catch that?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody want to club him to death? Mike, what do you think? How old do you think he is?
I think he's 51 today.
51? He's 51 years old today.
Today.
Okay. Right this very moment. He's turning 51, right before our very ears. Tony, what do you think?
I'm going to say 48.
Okay.
But his handicap is...
That's right, and that's just the first hole. He hasn't gone on to the second tee yet. Jack Hart, what do you think?
Well, not to keep all my irons in the fire. I'll say 49.
49.
under fire.
You know what I always just said? Because of you folks who just bring a guy who has sophisticated humor and drag him down into the gutter, I was going to say, can't he be that old? But I'm glad I didn't, because that would be just as bad as you guys. Okay, let's find out the actual age of Ben Crenshaw. So you came the closest.
It'll turn out that he's 4.
Okay, we talked right over the swinging of the clubs. I don't know how many of you heard that.
I heard it.
Okay, it was a wonderful effect.
It was.
And so appropriate. It was a shame that we kind of fouled it up. But Ben Crenshaw actually is 40 years old today. Just 40. Yeah. And that means that Joe in South Boston, who
hey,
said 40.
Off.
Yeah, you are the closest, Big Joe.
Thank you, Knopf.
Is that a rowdy group tonight?
Yeah, it is a rowdy group. And Naomi Judd. Naomi is the mother of the Judds. And so Winona, who's the daughter, and they're breaking up because I guess the mother, Naomi, is not doing too well. Is she having some physical problems?
She has hepatitis.
Hepatitis?
Right.
Both unusually youthful, attractive-looking ladies. And we'll start with you, Jack Hart. How old is Naomi Judd?
Naomi Judd.
Naomi Judd.
I think the daughter looks better than the mother looks better than the daughter.
She does.
And the mother isn't that old. She's like 46 or something.
46 or something.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll mark it 46 then if you'd like. Okay.
Or something.
Or something.
Or something. We'll put that in parenthesis. Tony, what do you think?
Let's see. Well, if you carry the 3.
And
square root.
Multiply by the number of country songs written during the past 3 months. Adding it on to that, the age of Roy Acuff and his song, Put My Shoes Under the Bed, Mom, I Expect to Die Before Morning. And also the song by
now I'm all mixed up. Wait,
Randy Travis, who did Blood in the Saddle.
Here we go.
What do you think? Naomi Judd.
I'll go with 48 again.
You go with 48 again the same?
It did so well for me the last time.
It did beautifully for you last time. You only lost by a lot.
And that's got nothing to do with the size of the judge. So.
Okay. Mike Epstein, what do you think? How old is that? About the size of the judge. I see. I think it's a little racy. Isn't that what you just said? Was that intended to be racy?
It was supposed to be. But
Ginny Walsh. Ginny Walsh, we're sorry about that. Mike, what do you think?
She looks young, but she can't be quite that young. I'm going to say 50.
50, okay.
Not that that's old or anything.
No, certainly not. No. You think it's old. You're just trying to throw a sop to me, aren't you? I hate guys who are that patronizing.
Ooh, 50, she's ready for the 50. Bone, aren't you?
That's it. That's it. Come on, tell how you feel. It doesn't matter whether I hate you for the rest of your life at all. Anyway, Joe the Barber, Joe the Baker, sorry. I don't know how you keep saying that. I can't read my writing, and everything is scripted.
I'll never make another donut as long as I live.
You can, but put a little beard on it.
I'm 44, Don.
44. Okay. Ruth, what do you think?
I think she's 43.
Well, you do, eh? You say that so slyly.
Well,
I think she's 43. You know what I'm saying?
I think she was married when she was very young.
Hmm.
Because the daughter is in her 20s, I think. But I say 40.
43,
okay. Handled on.
Okay. So Joe the Baker said 44, so you guys are very close.
That's nice.
And Joe from South Boston, who has
53, Norm.
Oh, well, I was going to give you a big introduction. Right. I'm sorry, you said 53?
Yeah.
Okay. And Debbie, whose mother put her up to all of this.
And is very sorry now.
That's right, yeah. She says, I could be sleeping.
Who's
I
sorry
got so
now?
Much to do on Saturday, and I'm up playing this stupid game with some program I never heard of before. What do you say, Debbie? How old do you think Naomi Judd is?
46.
46. Is that what you said?
Are you 46? Having fun, Debbie?
Okay, that's exactly what Jack Hart said. Yeah, he said 46.
Oh, she's already been roped in by Jack. Jeez.
Okay, we're going to find out how old Naomi Judd actually is. This is country music, is it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sounds like one of the hee-haw moments of Treasury moments there.
Oh, yeah. KTEL presents.
Okay, Naomi Judd actually is 46 years old.
Oh, wow.
Debbie and Jack Hyde both tie for that. Both win. Son of a, don't you feel better now, Debbie?
Not what I said.
You understand that whoever gets the most correct answers wins probably one of the tackiest prizes they've ever gotten in their entire life, and something that you'll never treasure, not for 1 second, and probably will throw out, but it'll be addressed to you, and it'll come in the mail just like a real prize. Okay. I'm glad I made
just
that
like
speech.
A real prize, yeah.
Okay. We have a bunch of others, some other names, some of, let's go to Grant Tinker. Grant Tinker at one time was married to Mary Tyler Moore, head of NBC, yeah. Great creative guy, did a lot of TV shows.
A lot of tinkering with the network.
A lot of tinkering with the network, that's right, I'll grant you that. Certainly. And, let's start with Ruth on that. How old do you think Grant Tinker is?
Let's see. I'll say he's 65.
65 years old, goes up on the scoreboard. And
thank
Joe,
you much.
Okay, you're darn welcome. Joe the Baker, what do you think?
I want to toy with this one, Norm, and say...
Grant Tinker toy, I get it.
61.
61 years old, okay. Mm-hmm. And let's see, Joe from South Boston, what do you think?
I'll say 72, Norm.
72. Wow. And Debbie?
67.
Okay. And Tony?
57.
Okay. What do you think, Jack?
I think he's 68.
I think he's 68. You notice the way I repeat this, because there may be people listening who aren't paying too much attention, and I hate to have this get away from them.
Oh, that's why it's always funny the second time around.
Yeah.
I'll grant you that, too. Oh, God. I think it's worth a couple of giggles. Mike, what do you think? How old is the Grant Tinker?
I think he's 67.
67 years old. The same. You said the same that Debbie said.
Well...
You said the same that Debbie said. That doesn't sound too terribly grammatical.
No.
Okay, but let's check and let's see. Check the age of Grant Tinker.
Oh, NBC. Is this guy on top of it or what?
Oh, is this not? Is that not appropriate or what? Oh, that's heady stuff. Okay, the actual age of Grant Tinker is 66. He's 66 years old today. That means that the Ruth, who said 65... And Debbie again said 67, and so did Mike. So we have three winners there. Those three. That means that so far in three rounds, Debbie, who doesn't even care to be part of all of this, whose mother put her up to it, and I hope your mother is suffering severely right now for all of this, has gotten two out of three. Joe from South Boston has won. So has Ruth and Mike and Jack. That means that Tony.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Joe the Baker still have a little catching up to do, but it's not impossible.
Well, that last name, Norm, didn't really ring a bell, so.
Oh. Okay. Any more Tinker jokes before we move on to the next person?
I don't think so.
Okay. How about Rod Taylor, who's an actor, born in Sydney, Australia, on this very day, January 11th. I don't know. Now, I have a picture of a Rod Taylor, but
where would we know this Rod Taylor from?
I don't have any idea.
He's been in the movies.
Does he have an Australian accent? Or did he come here when he was very, very young?
I think so. I don't think he has an accent.
No, I have a picture of a guy in my mind.
Good looking.
Who I think is Rod Taylor, but...
Norm, did he come here by airplane or boat?
I don't think either. Nobody really knows. He just showed up dripping wet one morning.
He just came all the way from Australia and swam.
On Revere Beach, of all places. You know, he said, I don't know. He said, the tide was pretty crazy. Just, okay, Rod Taylor, let's start with... we'll start with you, Jack.
Oh, that's you up there.
Oh, thank you. Let me see. Now, depending on who he is.
Yeah, well, maybe you remember this as one of his lines from one of his movies.
Isn't he related to Ben Crenshaw?
Ben Crenshaw. Oh.
I don't know. Maybe because Rod.
Okay. Now, his first line I remember in a movie was, "Why, Mary, I'm seeing you now for the first time as you really are."
Huh.
I made that up.
What was the name of the movie?
The lady takes off her wig.
Yeah. It was called, I believe it was The Romance of Steel. It's an industrial film, and he sang the love song. I love you, Steel, and I always will. Oh, stop it. I can't stand it.
For some reason, I find some irony in that.
Oh.
That made me melt.
Yes, that's right. Let me tell you, my
it's
folks
a, it's
were,
riveting.
Yeah. My folks were in the iron and steel business. My mother was iron, and my father was steel. Oh, it's not that funny now. Cut that out. Okay, Jack Hart, how old is Rod Taylor?
Rod.
He could be a lot of ages.
He could be, that's true.
Yeah.
In fact, it says so right here. I've got, actually, I have two different ages for him.
For anybody 88.
Anyone who picks either one of these two, actually, I've got two different sources. And they both give different ages, but they're pretty close.
So can we all get twice?
Can I go for an average?
Yeah, really. Can we add them together and take the average of the two?
No. No, you can't. That's a silly idea. Just stop it. Okay, Jack, what do you say? How old is he?
Let's say I'll go for a nice middle figure, like 53.
53. Okay.
Halfway to 106.
Yeah.
Okay. Tony, what do you say?
54.
Neither one of you know who he is exactly. Is that true?
That's
I'm not suggesting that you weigh off as a result.
That's the most truth I've heard from anybody. No, yes. I won't get into it.
Okay. What do you say, Mike?
I haven't the foggiest idea who this guy could be. He's getting an Australian accent. He came by boat, plane, or whatever.
No, we didn't know.
I have no idea what he's been in.
He always asked about you, Mike.
Yeah, well, he just said he was washed ashore at Revere Beach one morning, dripping wet. Nobody knew where
that
he
could be
from.
A lot of people, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, could be.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Rod Taylor, that is a well-known name, even though we may not be able to picture him right off.
Okay, well...
I have a feeling.
Is he in the same group of people with like your Robert Mitchums and things like that?
He played in the movie with Doris Day.
Well, then I'm going to say he's 64 years old then.
64 years old
That's
then.
That's right.
Okay. And what do you say, Joe the Baker?
73, Norm.
Okay. And Ruth?
I'm going to say 66.
Okay. And Joe from South Boston?
I got to go with 73.
You have to? Or just, you sound like there's somebody there with a knife at your throat. You say 73 or you die. You'll never see another South Boston sunrise if you don't say 73.
Oh, yes, I will. If it comes over Castle Island, I will.
Okay. Okay, 73. Debbie, what do you say?
72.
She's hanging on to us. Maybe she's getting coaching from Mom, but that's okay.
Sorry, she's here.
That's okay, because we're going to find out now exactly how old Rod Taylor is today.
I figure if he's been in anything, he might have done something with 20th Century Fox.
But he may have made that.
He may have. Who knows?
Something
we may never have heard
century.
Of him. We may never have heard of him. Who knows?
With Mike saying something at that time, I have no idea.
He was saying very bright things.
Oh.
Very bright things.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Light bulbs.
And I have the two different ages for Rod Taylor, so anybody who came close to either one of these will be the winner. One source said 62, and the Associated Press wire said 63, And let's see, we had Mike.
65.
Mike said 64. I would say Mike is Mike would be the only winner then, with all that. Yeah,
I'm second closest.
You said 54.
Yeah, I'm closer to 60. No.
I really thought he was 62, but I said 6 by mistake.
No, you said 66. You were not that far off, but Mike was the closest. Yes,
he was in a lot of those musicals with Doris Day and stuff. Not that he sang, but he was in a lot of those comedy things with Rob.
I wonder we never heard of him. He was in musicals and didn't sing. I mean, agent to this guy.
Right? Well, I'll take it back. I don't mean musicals as much as like with Rock Hudson and Doris Day, that kind of stuff.
Oh, those kinds.
You learned something new tonight.
I only have actually one other birthday, which I could skip, but I have another thing here, which I think might be kind of fun. If I give you a news event, a historical event, and ask you the year, that might be kind of, what do you think?
Sure.
Might be kind of fun.
We'll take
about next week's birthday, no?
All those in favor?
Well, that we do have, we actually have next week's birthdays, too. I didn't, that might be fun, too.
I'm just trying to get one. I still don't have one, and I'm going to be devastated if my streak comes to an end.
Oh, no, there's one birthday that we
neglected to mention. Tony, I'm along with you. I'm right down the tubes with you, pal. Yeah.
There's one birthday that we neglected to mention. On January 11th, there was someone else born. I was born today.
No kidding.
Is this your birthday today?
Yes, it is, absolutely.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Mike.
Birthday.
Happy birthday. I know who Mike is. Go to hell, Mike.
Mike is a very young person. Mike will be
23.
He's 14.
Can we guess it?
That's why he can't go to the WBZ cocktail lounge and be served. Yeah. No, you're still in. You're in your 30s. Are you not? 20s? Still 20s?
Well, if you want to guess the age, maybe Tony can get one with this.
Should we guess your age?
Go ahead. Let's do
it. You'll be disqualified, and you already have two victories.
So I won't guess.
Well, I realize that. Okay, all right. Okay, we'll guess your age then. Tony, how old do you think Mike Epstein is? I never thought the game would be reduced to this.
He knows what he looks like.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not sure.
Because I was just throwing out some hints just then. I was trying to guess myself.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
Yeah, but you could see him nodding. Was he nodding his head when you said 30?
I can't tell you that.
Well, no, see? What kind of hints were you throwing out? None at all.
He didn't react at all. I couldn't tell by his reaction.
Oh, Tony, tell us what he looks like.
I'm about 6'3", blonde hair, huge.
240. He's about 240, yeah.
Yeah, very thick blonde hair. He's got very broad shoulders, very slim waist, and a kind of a jaw that kind of sticks out, very manly, you know?
Very, very Aryan.
Yeah. You sure you don't know what he looks like?
Me?
Yeah?
No, I've not seen him.
Oh, then
I haven't been over lately.
Okay, then that's what he looks like.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. What do you say, Tony? How old is Mike Epstein today?
Mike is going to be 26. He is 26.
Okay. And Debbie, what do you think?
I'm going to say 26.
You're going to say 26, eh?
Say it.
Okay. And
everyone say it. I'll get a point,
Debbie.
Okay. Ruth, what do you think?
I was going to say 26.
26.
That's it. Come on, Joe. You'll need this point too.
Joe from Southie, what do you think?
Oh God.
That
you're
going
to kill me.
You're going to say 51 or something like that?
No, I'd say Michael is 28.
28. Oh, he wouldn't kill you for that.
Come on, Joe the Barber.
Okay, Joe the Baker, what do you think?
25.
Oh, no. Okay, Jack
can't
Hart.
Believe it.
You know, it comes to me like a flash. I bet he's 26.
26. Okay, what do you think, Mike? Okay, you tell us, Mike. What do you, should we...
Any music?
And Mike, actually, on this day...
Actually, on this day is 27.
27.
Oh. Well, we're 27. All...
We have a four-way tie, I think.
Okay, so that means we have Tony, Jack...
Hey, I got one thing.
Ruth, Debbie... And Joe from South Boston. Everybody wins except Joe the Baker.
Joe the Baker, I told you, and
I know, Tony. I don't know why I don't listen to you.
I don't know. Oh, I don't blame you, actually.
Okay, that means that Debbie has three correct answers, and Joe From South Boston has two, and so does Ruth, and so does Mike has two anyway before this, and Jack has a couple, and Tony has one.
Hmm.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll give you another person rather than a historical event.
Historical events could be fun.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, historical events, so things that happened on this date. Okay. This was the
True
day.
Game's becoming educational.
Yeah,
they'll never get rid of it.
I suppose.
Alex, on National Public Radio.
Okay, what year was baseball's American League adopted the designated hitter rule?
Are you reading Norm?
On a trial basis? No, I'm ad-libbing this. I just happen to know these things. In fact, I happen to know all those birthdays. I don't even have a sheet that says that. They're all cataloged in my mind. Baseball's American League adopted the designated hitter rule on a trial basis. See, doesn't that sound like I'm ad-libbing?
No, you sound like Wolfie.
Okay, that's right. Hi, Normie. Okay, what year was the DH rule? When did that go into effect in the American League? It was on this date how could it be on this date? They don't play baseball on this day, January.
Yeah.
Well, they adopted the rule. Obviously, it went into effect.
Well, whose family did it come from?
That same season. What's that, please?
Whose family did it come from? They adopted it on this.
Oh. I see. A little bit of humor there, eh?
Not really, I guess.
Was that what you were attempting? Humor? Was that what that was? What are we, kids? What is this? Okay. What year was that? And it obviously went into effect the following baseball season, which would have been the same year.
Okay,
let's start with Debbie, because I can tell she knows about baseball, and she'll know about the DH rule.
I have no idea.
I'm so surprised to hear you say that. Want to take a guess at a year where the DH rule went into effect?
'56, I don't know.
1956?
66.
Oh, 1966, you're saying? Okay. What do you think, Joe, from South Boston?
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Is that a birthday?
What are this?
You know, not a birthday, is it?
I thought you all liked this kind of this twist on the game. You all sound so unhappy.
I'll say 1973.
1973.
Right.
Okay, and Ruth?
Good. I'll say 1978.
And Joe?
I might be in left field, Norm, but I'll say 1971.
Well, we'll find out a little later whether or not you are, or you're actually in the right side of the right fielder.
Too late, lie, Norm.
I don't know. Yeah, I think we'll forget about that one. Mike, what do you say?
I think it was 1970.
And Tony?
Well, going down the line, I'm going to say 71 also.
That was a
1971.
What's that one?
You all have an advantage over Mike and Jack and me because you're all home.
In bed.
Well, in bed kind of throws it off a little bit. You see, home, baseball. Never mind.
Yeah.
Jack, what do you think? When did the rule go into effect? What
well,
year?
I'll toss you a curve. I'll tell you that when they started thinking about putting it into effect, maybe, was years ago when somebody had the idea that it might be a good idea, so that they eventually decided that they would try putting it into effect for a short period of time. And
when was it, Jack? Oh, just when that?
Yeah, you don't.
Is there any traffic?
Yeah, there's a big pileup everywhere, but we're going to ignore it because the game is more important.
Aliens have landed.
So what? Have you suggested a year yet? Have you mentioned anything at all?
Sure, 1970.
Oh, 1970. Yeah.
Sure, after all that, Norm, you couldn't understand.
No. Okay, here's the actual year of the designated data rule. Why did I have a feeling that was going to be
good? They had a little too much to drink again tonight.
Okay, the actual year was 1973, which Joe from South Boston said.
No, he didn't, did he? What a guess.
Yeah, he said 1973, hit it right on the button. A lot of you came very close, though. You did say 70 and 71.
What a guess.
And Debbie, who sounded like you had no idea at all, you were not that far off. Well, 7 years, but that's not bad.
Me too. I was only 7, 6, 7.
Yeah. No, you were not far off. No, everybody was very close. Everybody was just so close.
Let's do a birthday. That, we know that better.
Okay, I'm going to give you just one more, and this will wrap up the game. The year that the U.S. Surgeon General...
Oh.
Wait a minute. This could be interesting. The year that the Surgeon General, who at the time was Luther Terry...
Oh, right.
Yeah. He sounds like a baseball pitcher, doesn't he?
He's also related to Ben Crenshaw.
Yeah. Like a designated hitter.
Luther Terry issued
Luther
the first...
Terry walks up to the operating table.
He issued the first government report saying smoking may be hazardous to one's health.
He cut up.
Yeah. This is the year that he said that.
Wonderful.
It was the first government report that came out with that. And I'm mumbling a lot, repeating myself a whole lot. But what year would that have been? And we'll start with you, Jack.
When he started saying it?
Well, this is the first time when he started saying it. Yeah, I was at a private party, and I wanted to... No, he said he issued the first government report, so it's a little more official than just him saying it. He actually did issue a report.
Long right, before the labels, then, probably.
Okay. Yes, it was before. The labels came afterwards.
Oh, all right. 1957.
And Tony, what do you think?
Can I ask for a hint?
What kind of a hint do you
want?
Well,
I was wondering how long this guy was Surgeon General. Do you have like the years?
I don't have any. yes, no, I don't have.
No,
any.
He could have been in there for 10 years. You know, just get in there somewhere. But
no, I don't. I
we
don't,
understand.
I,
for years later, he was the butt of many jokes.
Oh. That's right, because he continually made an ass of himself. We're going to get into that. Hey, Tony, what do you say? I don't know how long he was Surgeon General. I just, God help me, but I don't know. But he was the same year.
But that's when he told everyone not to light up.
No, light up, not a light up. That was when he issued the report. The government actually issued its very first report.
Right.
It was the same year that Walter Lipschitz went over Niagara Falls in a folding bridge chair. If that'll help you at all.
It does, actually.
Yeah.
It happened to be on the L page of my World Almanac, and there's Lipschitz going over the falls in a barrel.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to filter through all this.
Yes.
And come up with, well, at least I can tell you, 19.
That's good.
1963.
Okay, Mike, what do you say?
Don't laughing at me like, Jesus, you far off, Tony. Right.
Gosh. 1959.
And Joe the Baker?
1968.
Ruth, what do you say?
I'll say 1970.
And Joe from South Boston, what do you say?
1981.
What?
1981.
Oh, well, we know he's out of the running. So
you know, I got a hat older than that. I don't know that quite fits there, but what the heck.
The hat of the joke.
Debbie, what do you think?
Can we repeat it again?
What is it you would like me to repeat? Anything special?
The answer.
I did a song back between 1:30 and 1:35. I'd be happy to repeat that.
Could you? I missed it.
No, this is the year that... you really want me to repeat the question after all of this? U.S. Surgeon General Luther Terry issued the first government report that said smoking may be hazardous to your health.
Oh, now I want to change my answer.
No, that's the first report said that. And that wasn't necessarily on the cigarette pack yet. Oh, now you want to change your answer.
Yeah, it was.
I see. That was a little bit of humor there. And yeah. I got by me. So what do you think, Debbie?
1975.
Does it seem like to you this game has gone on interminably? I'm getting bored with it myself. I can hear the dials click. I bet Larry King has got the biggest audience in his life. Let's turn over to Larry. What the heck? I mean, geez, how long can that game go on? Now he's doing years. Next thing he'll be doing is, what's your favorite color? He's saying, we'll do it. Okay, let's wind it up with this thing because I'm getting really bored with the whole thing. Okay, the year that the U.S. Surgeon General issued that first government report saying that smoking may be hazardous to one's health.
I don't know where this fits in. But
I think I understand it.
Lots of warning. It's a warning or something.
Well, kind of like wake up and stop smoking. Is that
there
it?
You go. Very yeah. good time. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, the actual year was 1964, and Tony said 1963.
Yes.
See, you want to take it back, Tony Rouse.
Now I'm going to light up a celebratory cigarette.
Boy, that burns me up.
The people still smoke things like stogies. When we were kids, we used to make jokes about that. Hey, I think I'll take... our voices were higher than that. I think I'll have a stogie. I never understood what a stogie was. But
I thought a stogie usually meant a cigar.
A very strong cigar. Yeah. Very
large, cheap cigar.
Large, cheap, strong cigar.
Sounds like some of the women I used to know. Large, cheap, and strong. Yeah.
And slightly green.
Yeah. Okay, let me see now who wins this. See if we have a winner now. Debbie, anything you want me to repeat before we say goodnight? You have three correct ones, which is not bad.
I would have had four, but my mother made me say 75.
Oh,
I'm trying
you,
to say 65, but I'm almost like 75.
Oh, 65.
Yeah, put you to this torture.
Yeah. I'd take it out in her in some ugly kind of manner, perhaps setting fire to one of her favorite dresses. That usually straightens mothers out quickly. You betcha.
Okay. Why not? Tell the story. It sounds like you've had experience doing that.
No, not me. Not. I told you I grew up as a total wimp. I never would have done that. My mother would have killed me. Joe had three. Joe from South Boston. And let's see, Ruth had two. And
I
Joe.
Know how old Rod Taylor is. I really should have heard.
No, and Joe the baker.
Yeah. As you would say, Norm, pitiful.
He really stunk up the place here today. Yeah, this really is just awful, Joe the baker. A big zero.
A big donut.
Yeah, that's right. It's sort of in the shape of a donut. Never thought of it.
You know why, Norm? Darlene's asleep, but she didn't help me at all.
Oh,
I usually have a cheering crew in the back.
Oh, well, that's some excuse, huh? You listen to that, huh? Not only that, the teacher, but the dog ate my homework. Nobody believes that. Tony had two.
Respectable.
Very respectable.
Very respectable, sure. And Jack also had two. Hmm. So the winners seem to be Joe and Debbie. We had two winners.
Tiebreaker?
That ain't bad.
Go two winners.
Should we have a tiebreaker between Debbie and Joe?
Sure.
Well, I guess we should ask them.
Okay,
I'll tell you what.
What do you want to do, Deb?
Okay. We'll give you one more. Just Debbie and Joe will answer this one. Okay.
Can we help them?
Good luck, Deb.
Thanks.
Good luck, Joe.
Okay, I'll give you a birthday from next week.
Oh, God.
Okay. I knew you'd be thrilled with that.
Thank you, Norm.
Oh, you're entirely well. He called me Nam. He knows my name. Let me get a good one here. How about?
I'm starting to feel guilty.
How about
now.
Mickey Mouse?
Who said that? Is that you, Joe? Said that?
Yeah, it was me. I'm starting to feel guilty, Norm. You just offered to have two winners, and I open my big mouth and say, "Hey, what about a tiebreaker?"
Yeah, you did.
Well,
that's right. If we're going to give tacky prizes, one tacky prize is okay. It's enough.
They both could guess the same answer. That's true.
That's right. How about Andy Rooney? Andy Rooney's birthday is Tuesday, the 14th of January, next Tuesday. Andy Rooney. Let's see. We should draw straws to see who goes first. It doesn't really matter. Then what do you say? I'll start with you, Joe. How old do you think Andy Rooney is?
65.
Okay. And what do you say, Debbie?
Hello.
You know Andy Rooney? You watch 60 Minutes and his little thing at the end?
66.
Oh, Debbie, you're terrible.
I think she got it.
I would say she did, even though she was
70.
She was about 7 years off. He's 73. He'll be 73.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, he kind of looks. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he looks like 71 or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so actually, Debbie wins that one.
Good luck, Deb.
Not bad for first time.
Well, I'm proud of my first time around, Norm.
Yeah, you did very well, Joe.
All right.
And you came very, very close.
And congratulations on your present, Debbie.
Thank you.
Yeah, it'll be something you'll hate.
Your mommy.
That's right.
I hear.
Okay, you hold in there. Hold on just a second, Debbie, and then Mike will take your name and address and all that. And not only will get a prize to you, but he'll probably make a number of obscene phone calls to you over the next couple of weeks. He's that kind. He's got a whole list of winners.
Hey, thanks a lot, Norm.
Okay, take care, Joe.
I appreciate that. Good night, Joe.
Take care, Joe. And Ruth, thank you very much.
I want to tell you something about Willard Scott, so can I wait?
You want to tell us right now?
I'll tell you. I mean, you were saying how you're tired of seeing him, and someone sent me a clip yesterday knowing that I was involved with David and his talent showcase, and he's having the original Ted Mack Amateur Hour and called the new Ted Mack, the new Amateur Hour on cable television. How do you like that?
Oh, Willard Scott is.
And he's going to be the host of it.
That's right. I did hear something about that. That's going to be, and he's doing that, too.
He's doing that. He's doing it... They're taping in Universal in Orlando, and it's being shown on a cable station.
You know which one?
He brings his Riotan Plus.
What network will that be?
The Family Network.
Oh, The Family?
And it's going to go on right after show.
Is that Robertson's?
I don't know. Someone sent me a clipping from the San Francisco newspaper, a friend of mine who knows a little bit about showbiz. And we just got it today, but I thought, we want to have our show back on first. We should be before him, don't you think? I mean, there's a place for amateur talent. You can tell by this program tonight.
That's right. At least we have the decency to put it on at 3 o'clock in the morning when nobody's awake.
Right. But it's going to be on Sundays. And it sounds like an hour, 10 acts every week, and they're going to give prizes and stuff. The whole thing. Same thing.
Okay.
But we have a lot of talent here, so...
A lot
if
of one.
Tony's not busy, maybe he could run out and get me a couple of sponsors.
Ruth?
Tony?
Be quiet. Hey, take care, Ruth.
Bye.
Ruth, see you later. And
Why was I picked?
I don't have any idea. Joe, thank you very, very much.
Norm, I could never have so much fun at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
We won't tell Darlene that, of course.
She's asleep.
Okay.
Did you get to read those clippings I gave you?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I think I may have used one or two of them on the air and talked about them one day.
Was that you walking across the street in Chelsea Square?
Oh, yeah. That was one of the clippings was a picture of a guy crossing through a slush and stuff in Bellingham Square, Chelsea. And the year was 1960-something, I think.
It was earlier than that.
Yeah. Was it 50, Maine? The 50s?
50-something.
Yeah. No, I didn't live in Chelsea during that period. However, I used to go back.
I thought you were going to the movies or something.
When I would go on holiday, because I would very often spend it there. Hey, Joe, thank you very much for all of that.
I got a million things to tell you, but I'll call you tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Take care. And, Tony, again, a pleasure.
Norm.
Yes?
I'm looking at the time here. Did you happen to see today's paper, the couple that were married for 70 years? They were celebrating their anniversary.
Now, what paper was that?
It was in the Boston Herald. When I mentioned, have you seen the paper, that's the only paper I mean, by the way.
Okay. Well, I still have a great loyalty toward that. Yes, I see it just in front of
me. Yeah, look where they eloped from.
It said the couple eloped from Chelsea to Providence to tie their knot in 1922, yes. That is really nice. Sam and Bertha Glass, both 92. Toast to 70 years of wedded bliss.
That's incredible.
I love phrases like that, wedded bliss. At the Star of David Convalescent Home in West Roxbury, their official anniversary was yesterday, the 10th. The couple eloped from Chelsea to Providence to tie the knot in 1922.
Every time I go through Chelsea or Providence now, it'll bring a tear to my eye.
That is so beautiful.
I thought you might find that kind of interesting.
Yeah, I had not seen that. Okay, thank you very much for pointing that out, Tony. Now, get lost.
Hey, listen, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, too, Jack.
Okay.
We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
All righty.
Ooh, look at the time. It's almost news time. Hey, Debbie, hang in there. Here comes Mike Epstein to take your name and address when we send stuff out to you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see. Let's take a break for the news, and then we'll be back for the final hour of this, the Norm Nathan program here on WBZ. And first, we'll see what's doing. We'll check traffic and weather and all kinds of stuff. And then we'll talk about anything you'd like to talk about. All the lines are open now. So do give me a call. 254-1030, area code is 617. It's about a minute before 4 o'clock. Let me do a couple of things before we go to the news. One would be turning colder overnight. You know that, gusty winds and all. It's about 23 degrees in Boston now. Continued cold this coming day. Saturday, clouds and flurries. Partly sunny, windy as the day goes on, but getting no higher than about 28, so it'll remain chilly. And then overnight Saturday night, mostly clear but kind of windy, and temperatures down to the lower to mid-teens, 12 to 16. On Sunday, lots of sunshine, highs 32 to 36 as it gets warmer. Warmer yet on Monday, becoming cloudy, getting up to about the mid-40s. Rain starting at night, Monday night continuing into Tuesday. The highs on Tuesday again in the mid-40s, but then getting much colder after that. Again, in Boston right now, the temperature's 22 degrees. The Boston Celtics lost again, and we'll talk about that in just a bit.
WBZ Boston. When you need up-to-the-minute news, weather, and traffic information, you can depend on New England's news and information station, WBZ AM 1030.
Whew! We were firing on all cylinders in that one. And speaking of cars, let's take a quick break before we close.
Thinking about a new car, or maybe there's one you've already got your eye on. Wait. Before you walk through the dealer's door, dial 1-900-AUTO-ABC, America's newest information service for car buyers. At just $2 a minute, 1-900-AUTO-ABC can answer questions like, what's dealer invoice on the car you want? Knowing dealer invoice gives you the edge to bargain more effectively. Dial 1-900-AUTO-ABC. Where do you get your best buy? What are the crash test results? How good is the fuel rating? Dial 1-900-AUTO-ABC for information about specifications, insurance ratings, financing, manufacturer's warranties, and much more. After 1-900-AUTO-ABC helps you decide on the make and model of the car that's best for you, they'll refer you to a participating dealer who welcomes you as an educated consumer with no obligation to you. You save time, you save money, you save headaches. What's the best way to buy a car? Dial 1-900-AUTO-ABC today. The average call is less than 10 minutes. 1-900-AUTO-ABC, Buffalo, New York.
Wow, only $2 a minute? Back then, it seemed like any time you watched late-night TV or listened to overnight radio, it was filled with ads for 1-900 numbers. Now let's close the vault and ride those chilly radio waves home. For David, Walter, and Marilyn Guralnick, Webster's New World Guide to American Usage, the Massachusetts Dental Society, Forever Plaid, Kid Company, Wachusett Mountain, Darryl Gould, Big Stretch and the North Billerica Rhythm Aces, Tailfin and the Hubcaps, Jell-O, Ginny Walsh, Australian Accents, Willard Scott, the Boston Herald, Sam and Bertha Glass, Eloping, Luther Terry, Walter Lipschitz, Bread and Circus, Acid Free Tomatoes, the Birthday Boy, Mike Epstein, Jack Hart, and the man whose parents were in the iron and steel business, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.